flash fire.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say it would kick the five tops. Excuse me, you see, from the ring. Well, then they'll work this bunch again.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, they'll stop them having to park on center field. And the judge will go around and cull down again. Maybe they'll work this down to just about two or three. Three, probably. Three or four. But yeah, that's the way they keep classing them down. They get a small ring out of us. And on that last selection out there that night, they worked that ring for a solid hour.
Really?
Yeah, and that chestnut saw in there, city girl, belonged to Ramboy Fable, where the saddle touched her,
mm-hmm.
downsides, rear part of that saddle, and where the reins worked the side of her neck on that bridle, it was foam there just like you'd have made a bucket of soap foam and piled it on there. But she, the longer they worked, the better she worked. I thought it was the prettiest ring I'd ever seen. Now, I still think so. I don't think they've ever had a prettier show than that was out there that night.
Did she win?
Yeah, she won. She won the deal. But people talked about it, all those horse show people, they said, well, the idea was they was going to try to block her, they was going to try to work this mare down, you see, till she'd give out.
Mm-hmm.
That was the idea, but it didn't work out. Because her trainer, they said, had kept her for 5 hours on the move on his training track over to stables and home, you know. Take her out some time and work with her 5 hours before he ever brought her back to the barn.
Yeah.
And it's a great deal. He used to, when they'd work one out like that and get them awfully warm, and when they come in, the grooms would have to lead them around the barns, you know, to cool them off. These training barns we got over this in Bedford County now has got a electrical driven. They just take that horse in there and snap the chain in to a sort of one of our flying jennies we was talking about the children played on, you know. Snap them in there and put in the switch. Four of them can work at one time. This groom can do something else, you see.
Yeah.
The horse continues his walk till he cools down. There's a barn down there. You see, it's where I weigh about 10 miles from town. And I wouldn't be surprised. It didn't cost $250,000, $300,000. It's the finest thing in the way of a horse barn I've seen. And the tack room, in other words, the room where they entertain the guests, is finished in hardwood and polished just like a piano case. I am sorry, like, I ain't no done how much money that old man that outfit down. Cashing barn. And you know, here a year or two ago, they locked that barn up, and now I think it's just down there with the cattle raising outfit on. Had living quarters on the second floor where this manager of this barn, this farm lived. Everything, air conditioned. Even the barn air conditioned. Oh, it's something swell. Finest thing I ever seen in the way of a barn in my life. I've seen some pretty nice dairy barns, things like that, but that's the finest thing I've saw in the way of a barn of any kind. In other words, that was just a case with an old millionaire, multimillionaire, was trying to spend a lot of his money to keep paying government income tax.
Yeah.
That's the idea, just a case. And that's where this horse show is gotten down to now. It's a millionaire's play pudding.